Good evening. Good evening. I just saw an interesting quotation of the Chazon Eish. I'm not quite sure how to deal with this. I saw that Gevil Tzinner brings from the Chazon Eish that the Chazon Eish writes in the Sefer about Tchinah. We're not holding now in Hilchos Teuchein, granting, but Chazon Eish holds that he's in principle allowing to grind him with a specific utensil to grind meat on Shabbos. Teuchen, he said, there's no problem of Teuchen. Without going into the details now, specifically, Chazon Eish holds this mutter, but he does. Apparently, Chazon Eish has been quoted in saying that Lemaisa, Loch Lemaisa, he didn't allow it. Now, I'm not sure if he didn't allow it for himself or for others, but he didn't actually do it. And the reason is because he never saw his mother doing it. He never saw his mother doing it, so it wouldn't be matter. And I don't know if he meant for himself or for others. I'm not sure about that. It's not clear. It's not evident from the quotation. I'm not quite sure how to swallow that, because Chazon Eish was a person that had kolat kula on his fingertips, very, very literally. He had dalat chalkei shulchan aruch with a clarity that nobody, very few people in his century had that clarity that he had. And if you generally felt that this is mutter, it's not something that he wasn't 100% clear, or he had tzvekas himself. He knew, he came out from his shas, from his poiskim, from his dalat chalkei shulchan aruch, that this is mutter. It's permitted to do that. But he was reluctant to do it because his mother, he never saw his mother doing it in the kitchen. So he didn't want to. I'm not quite sure how to swallow that. Rabbi Yisrael, how do you understand this quotation of the Chazon Eish? Was it just because he wanted to honor his mother, or was it because he felt that he maybe had the wrong psak, or did he? Well, how do you? Was that a Mesorah thing? Mesorah. To mean that, although, so according to you, pshat is that really he felt that it's mutter, and what does the Mesorah part add? What's, you need a specific Messiah.
Broken 1 year, like a giraffe or something.
If there's no Messiah, then that's it. You lost it. Yeah, yeah. So perhaps it's a, and what?
Rabbi Schneeberg was talking about Tchelis on Shabbos. He said that he went through the whole thing on Tchelis. He's got the Latin and everything. He said about the pluses and the minuses. Something happens to the minus. If there's
nothing wrong
with it, why do people wear it? I know, so my father wore it.
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah. He has moments to say, very good. Yeah. Well, there's even more extreme than that, and that's very, very extreme. That's not what Chazon Eish means, but that's similar to what the Achmas Tivka, apparently, when he went to America. The Achmas Tivka in America, the first time he ended up in America, they offered him a fruit drink. I think it was an orange juice, an apple juice, and they offered him a drink, and he didn't want to drink it. And they said, you know, there's nothing besides fruit juice. It's completely kosher. There's nothing, you can drink it. It was homemade, and there's nothing wrong with it. And he was reluctant to drink it. And then when he was asked why, he said, you know, I never saw my father drinking it, so I prefer not to drink it. That's very extreme. That's very, very extreme. But the story of Schneeberg is very interesting. And Chazon Eish, I never saw his mother doing it. I mean, it's interesting. Chazon Eish has in time. Yeah. He felt it was mutter. They're not sure. Okay. Rabbi said we started this in Shin Tes Vav. Mechitza Materes B'Shabbos. It's about Dina oil. Temporary oil. We'll be speaking about various halachas in this siman. We started a little bit already. We'll be talking about this siman is the famous shine of wearing hats on Shabbos. Is it mutter to wear a hat on Shabbos? Or perhaps not. We'll be talking about, it's not mutter. is it the shaila also about putting up mechitzas on Shabbos? Curtains, putting up curtains, closing curtains, moving various mechitzas, opening, closing sukkah roofs might come into it as well. So these are all questions on mechitzas and mechitza materes. Let us see again from the beginning of Seif Aleph, page 242 towards the bottom, and we'll be discussing this. I have an interesting diuk. I have a very controversial diuk in the Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Hey, which I want to share with you. I have not seen any poskim discussing it, but I'm quite curious what you think about it. I have a diuk in this Mishnah Berurah. I want to know what you hold about this. We'll see soon. Semenchin Tezvov, Dorim Asurim Mishma Oil B'Shabbos in Israel, creating of oil B'Shabbos. As we mentioned on Thursday, Pesial to Dishmaya, to create a oil, a permanent oil, is Issa D'Raisa. to make a tent, if it's on a permanent basis, it's the Raisa. If you make a temporary tent, that's only Medrabonon. But it's still also. And that's what we're talking about over here. Also, Nasus oil b'Shabbos v'yomta fidu arai. It is also, Medrabonon that is, to make an oil, to make a tent b'Shabbos and on yomta fidu arai, even if it's temporary. So don't tell me just because it's temporary, it's going to come down shortly, because that is going to be mutter. No. Even if it's temporary, it's still also. About Medrabonon. V'dafke gag, this is only the mechitz. When we talk about making a mechitz, there's always two elements to it. A mechitz is defined by having a roof and having walls. So, he says, dafke gag, is that this is the stringency that we mentioned that now, that it's always Medrabonon, that's only with regards to a roof, with regards to a ceiling. Avol, mechitza is mutter. But if you are creating mechitzas only, walls, temporary walls, that is mutter. Temporary walls, that is mutter. Ve'ein mechitza asura, but there's an exception to that as well. So again, when it comes to a ceiling, whatever you do, a ceiling is always going to be also. When it comes to walls, if it's a temporary wall, it's mutter. But not always. At times, temporary walls is also as well. When is that? Ve'ein mechitza asura, elim kenasis le'atir suko, le'atir tiltu. There is a concept called a mechitza materes. A mechitza which allows you to do something within its walls. It's called, what we would probably good way of translating that is halachic walls. Not necessarily brick, and not necessarily made out of firm, solid wood, but it's something which is a mechitza, it is a wall, and that will allow you to do something within those walls. What would be an example for that? Pardon? Yeah, for instance, it will allow you to do what? It's matter you, mechitza materes of carrying, for instance, or mechitza can also be a mechitza materes to be matter a sukkah. It could be many other things. We need in many areas of halacha, we need a mechitza, we need walls to separate between two areas, either to make it into a rishus yochid or to make it into a sukkah and other areas of halacha. So we need a mechitza materes. If you're creating a mechitza, without a ceiling even, when you're creating a mechitza, which is allowing you to do something, which changes the halachic status of the area, it's called a mechitza materes, and that, ve'ein mechitza asura l'mkenas la'atir suka la'atir. If you're making a mechitza materes, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Very, very, very relevant and very negia. So to put up a mechitza stam is mutter, but if it's a mechitza materes, that's also on Shabbos. How do you make a sukkah on Shabbos? What would be the example? How would you make a mechitza materes on Shabbos, which is also? How? What kind of scenario are we talking about? Oh, so similar to that, they've gotten dalet, very good. Lehat yisukah kugoyin. Shirak shtei defanas mishtaburin, they've gotten dalet, says towards the very end of the page. Kugoyin, such as shirak shtei defanas. This is a person who had two walls already. He had two walls of the sukkah. And for also mechitza zarali doifen shlishi, and he makes a haphazard, kind of temporary, kind of nebi, kind of third wall, which we know, a sukkah is muta. A sukkah is considered a good sukkah if you've got three walls. So, and that third wall can be as long as a tefach is sufficient. So that's what he's done with it. Also, mechitza rali doifen shlishi. The third wall was just a tefach and a temporary wall. Kemvola kamon simen tov reish lamed. It's discussed in simen tov reish lamed. Toz choshevas mechitza gevinyin. Because then that mechitza is considered a vinyin. Ta'al yoda through that third wall. Nizkash rasukkah. You made a sukkah. Before that, you didn't have a sukkah. Now, you've got a sukkah. If this wall, if this mechitza is mati, allows you through that wall, to carry al yoto through that, if you have an area which is not enclosed, an area you're not allowed to carry, you had semi-enclosed area, you're not allowed to carry that, and you're adding a third wall, which may be a temporary wall, but you're adding it now. Imagine a movable mechitza. Imagine anything which is mobile, and you're moving it now, and through that now you're allowed to carry it in the area. Also, why? Because it's a mechitza materes. You're allowed, the halachic status within that enclosed area has changed now. Be it sukkah, be it tiltul. It's considered binyan. Very lomdish. I love it. It's so lomdish. It's considered binyan. not because of the permanent state of the what you've done. It's very nebi. It's movable. It's not a strong, solid wall. So why is it binyan? It's temporary. The answer is because you've changed the halachic status of the area. You've now been boiner. You've changed. You have changed the area. It's very lomnish, very geschmack. Yeah.
Well, with the focus then on Shabbos, you're actually enclosing the roof.
Okay, we'll talk about that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Bezer Hashem. We'll speak about all that. We'll get to that. Very good point. Yeah. No, it's considered boiner. You're building. It's considered a lomnish wall. It's binyan. Yeah. Now, continues the Ramo. And Ronin Ramona says as follows: Avol mechitza hanasis litznius baal meshori. Now, if you are making a mechitza, which is only tznius, and tznius here means very literally for tznius purpose, such as to separate between men and women, litznius baal meshori, that's permitted. An example that he gives is also a bit interesting. Lochein. Therefore, mutalit lo zvilo in lifnei Pesach, you have to close a curtain before an entrance. Afal pishuk kavu Hashem, although it's actually normally there. So the point that the Mishnah Berurah, that the Rama says, okay, mechitza mataris also. I get that. Okay, I get that. The mechitza mataris is also, but if it is a wall, we are making a mechitza not for a lachik purpose, but for tzniyas purpose, that is mutter. Why is that? An example, Mishnah Berurah says an example. What would you have thought Mishnah Berurah's example is going to be?
In a shul.
Yeah, I agree with you, Moshe. I would have said in a shul. If you've got no mechitza in shul, and you're making a mechitza in a shul, you're moving a mechitza in shul, that you'd have said it's a mechitza, it's not a mechitza mataras. That's only tznius and that's mutter. Why is it not considered mechitza mataras if it's tznius? Before that, you're not allowed to daven. Before that, you're not allowed to daven there. Now you are allowed to daven there. So why is that not called the mechitza mataras?
Because the noshim don't necessarily have to come.
Oh.
Without that, the
noshim
just
won't
come.
Here. Moshe says a svar that women don't really have to come. Which is true. Women don't really have to come. Mishnah Berurah elsewhere in Chelek Aleph said that women don't have to come to shul. Well known, the letter of the Vilna Gaon. He said in his letter, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, the famous letter of Vilna Gaon, fascinating letter. If anybody's got a bit of time to go through the letter of the Vilna Gaon, it's fascinating. And he says they actually encourages his daughters. He says, my daughters, I ask you for one favor. He asks like 3-4 things to his daughters. And one of them is, not to go to shul. He said, no, don't go to shul. You're only going to end up shmuzing, Lashon Hara, Rechiles, Machloikes. He said, one thing else, don't go to shul. Interesting, that's Vilna Gaon's letter to his... Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe Zohar, I don't know. I don't know what... No. Because it's still a they're not allowed, it's that is a mechitza mataras. They're not allowed to make a mechitza mataras. Who are saying now that it's not considered a mechitza mataras? Yeah, but for a man it's a mechitza mataras. You're saying since for them it's very interesting, Shaila. I would have thought that the Maaseh, since it is a mechitza mataras, so it's also. Sure happens to be for them, there's no to tell us. Yeah.
But surely a woman goes to shul like a looking for Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
You're going to say to your wife and daughters, don't go to shul.
Don't go to shul. Yeah, well, that's what the Vilna Gaon said. Yeah. He told them, don't go to shul. But, yes, absolutely. But again, this is only the Vilna Gaon. I'm not saying that's universally accepted. It's not universally accepted, but I'm just quoting. So, I'm just explaining Moshele's vort. Moshele said that why is it, we learned that anything which the halachic mechitza is also to be created on Shabbos. Halachic mechitza is also. The Rama says a division between men and women is not a halachic mechitza. That's considered tznius be'alma. So the question is, why is that not considered a halachic mechitza? Why is it different than a sukkah wall? Why is it different than a Rosh Hashanah wall? Why is it different? So Moshele suggests, and I agree with that pshat, because the tznius, when it comes to tznius, then it's not pshat that women don't really have to be there. Women don't have to be there. So it's just the tznius. In theory, you don't have to be there. You don't have to have it. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah says, because that's going
to
make...
What's the
creating a Rosh Hashanah? Oh, so you want to say Mechitza Matar is only for Tzadir Reiser.
And carrying is...
No, because the truth is we'll find an Issa Mechitzas Matayis even by the Rabbanon. Good, it's a good svar, but otherwise we find it as well. Let's see what Mishneh Berurah says, because it's, I think I have a vote on this Mishneh Berurah, and I want to know what you think about it. Mishneh Berurah called the Hesed, it's news ba'alma. K'goin lahafzik ben anoshen anoshem k'shoyim in adrosha. Mishneh Berurah comes with a very surprising explanation of the Ramah. Mishneh Berurah says, you know what we're talking about? It's news ba'alma. We're talking about k'de lahafzik, in order to divide, differentiate, bein anoshem anoshem between men and women. K'shoyim in adrosha, when they listen to adrosha. That's not what I would have thought that the Ramah is talking about. Had you asked me a few minutes ago, what is Letznius, a war Letznius, I would have said, Shul, it should be Mechitza in Shul, to make Ezaz Noshim, Vav Shul, to make that. I would have thought that's probably what he's talking about. But the Mishneh Berurah doesn't say that. Mishneh Berurah says, no. The Mechitza Matez, the Mechitza we're talking about over here, Letznius, is talking about a Shul. It's talking about to make a Mechitza between men and women during a Drosha. Doing a drasha. So here you can definitely hear Moshe Lezvot. Moshe Lezvot, why is it not Mechitza Matayis? Why is it if you're moving, imagine you're making a Mechitza, there's in a big house where people are gathering in Shalashuddha's time to hear on Mincha Shabbos afternoon, women are gathering to listen to a drasha. And men are coming as well. And you want to put up a Mechitza over there. So the Mishneh Berurah says, not a problem at all. That's not a Mechitza Matayis. Why? That's only Litznius. Why is that not called the Mechitza Matayis? The answer is because you don't really have, it's not, you don't really need it. Before that, they couldn't sit together. I'm not there yet, but that's where I want to go, but I'm not there yet. So, Rabbi Kagan, I agree with you. So Pshat is that, how do you explain the Mishneh Berurah? How do you explain it? Why is it not Mechitza Matayis? Why not? Why is it only Litznius? Yeah. So fine. So I want to suggest, and I looked around, I couldn't find anybody saying that. I couldn't find anything. It's a Chumra Gdoila B'yoiz that comes out from it. But I didn't see anybody saying it. I didn't see anywhere. But what I want to suggest, the Diuk on this Mishneh Berurah, that it's very bizarre that the Mishneh Berurah brings this scenario. I would have thought that if you're talking about Letznius Ba'alma, that I would have thought that probably should suggest separation in Shul. And he's not bringing that. He's talking about Drosha, Shia Drosha. And therefore, what my Diuk is, to change Mechitza in Shul between Anoshim and Anoshim, that would be Mechitza Matayis. V'tzorchin. There's a Chuvin Ramosha, and I know that the Poskim don't agree with what I'm saying. I know that. I'm suggesting something. Ramosha has a Chuvin, and he brings, Ramosha is a famous, Ramosha is so often misquoted. Ramosha is considered a big makel when it comes to Mechitzas, yeah? Very frequently misquoted. When it comes to, Ramosha was very opinionated about the Mechitzas in shuls. In the more modern shuls in America, there's a Tshuva Ramosha. He was quite makel about the height of the mechitzas and about the see-through aspect of the mechitzas. Ramosha was quite makel. It's interesting that he's makel, but really his starting point is actually a massive deraisa. He holds that actually the separation between men and women is actually a deraisa. He holds that the separation in shul between men and women is actually a deraisa. The concept, conceptually, is a deraisa. The application is Rabbanon, but he's actually a very big machmir. That's some idea. What Rabbi Frankel would...
It could be practical. The Maisa, there was always a gallery for women in Shul.
Can't say.
The Shabbos afternoon, Russia, they couldn't hear, so
they
come downstairs.
Yeah, that's a good chiz. Could be. It's a good chiz. Right, okay. So we're learning that anything which is a halachic mechitza is also, anything which is a practical mechitza is mota. So, v'lachen motalit lo is viloin lifnei ha-pesach shal afu b'shekvu ha-sham. And then the Mishneh Berurah continues, v'chen peroiches lifnei oran ha-kodesh. Well, if there will be a peroiches, this over here, mota also. Peroiches, you move it. Mota also. Why? Because it's not matir, why not? Why? How'd you get it out? Well, why is it? I want to know, is the peroiches mechitza matayis, yes or no?
No.
Well, there is halachas about a sefer Torah, it needs to be in a different enclosed area. If the mechitza, if there's no separation between the sefer Torah and the public, it must be in a separate unit. The poroches, we need separation. Oh, very good. So very practically, lemaisa, it's nowadays the way it is. I think universally. Tell me if I'm wrong. There's always a box, as it were, the oroin, and then the poroches after that, beyond that. So the poroches therefore is no matter, but it does. Oops. But the emes is that if not for that, the paroiches really would be, really should be, one should argue that the mechitza, that the paroiches really would be a mechitza materes. Would be a mechitza materes. So let's see what the Ramah says. Have on the top line. לכן מותלית לא הסבילה לפני הפסח, אפילו בשקבוע שם, וכן פרויכס לפני אורן הקודש. And see what the פרויכס, the curtain לפני אורן הקודש, before the אורן הקודש, הוא בלבד שלא יעשה אויל בגג תפח. As long as you don't make an oil בגג תפח, that is no gag, no ceiling of a תפח, and as you cover it, the top as well. So it appears that sometimes the פרויכס would be covered on top as well, and the curtain would go on top as well, to cover the top. And that would be a problem, because we learned earlier that when it comes to the ceiling, it is much more chomer than the mechitza on the sides. And just because something is mutter on the side doesn't mean that it's mutter on top. Let's see what Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sifkot and Zayin. What's the reason that the poroiches is mutter? First white line, v'chen poroiches. Zeh pshita de shori. This is obviously mutter. The kivan sheish belav achita les lor hakodesh. There's anyway a door to the oil, to the box of the Aron HaKodesh. He came therefore, Poroiches eino toloi. The Poroiches is only hanging there. Raklet snius, pe'alna. It's only there for snius. I wouldn't use the word snius. I would use the word beauty. It looks nicer with a Poroiches than if we just bare. So why does he lose the ocean snius? Because earlier we said that snius is mutter. I think that's what he means. Okay, now he says that the ark achonim hold that it would even be mutter if there's no door to the Aron HaKodesh. So he wants to suggest that even what would happen, have you ever seen in some shuls that they open them up from, well, if, it's quite common actually. They open up, there's like, not real doors, but let's say there's gates, yeah, for protection, for safety. And they open up before davening. Sometimes big shuls have got that. United has got it like that, yeah? Yeah, Stiebel has got it? Used to? Okay. And now then there's just the paroiches in front. Now, let's think, if that's the case, are you allowed to open and close? It sounds like such a bizarre question. Are you allowed to open and close the paroiches on Shabbos Kodesh? Or is that considered a mechitza materes? Remember that if not for that, there is, if not for the paroiches, if not for the curtain hanging there, there's many halachas. There's many halachas about you being in the same room than a sefer Torah, open sefer Torah. There's halachas about standing, there's halachas about kalos roish, there's halachas about, countless halachas about you being in the same unit, in the same area than a sefer Torah. So, the fact that you're closing now the poroiches, it's a mechitza materes. You're opening it, you're closing it. Mechitza materes. Why not to open and close the poroiches? Beautiful question. If the gate's open now. So, I think the question is, what would you, Tina? Any thoughts? Why not to open and close it? Yeah, they would. Yeah. So why not to open and close the poroiches? So the answer to the question is that there is the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav says kiven shunav venod beruach metzuya vegam einay me'akiv le'ovrim derech sham. He said that if you have got a set and fixed poroich curtain, a vilna, any curtain which is set and fixed, and it is intrinsically meant to be moved constantly, and I'm emphasizing the word constantly, to open and close constantly, that is not, cannot be called a mechitza matayas. It's not a mechitza. It's a curtain. Mishnah Berurah, curtain vav. Tolu sham tomit, mechitzas araishu, no venot buach matzu. It's too flexible, not flexible. What's the word, no venot? It's too, what's the word? It's too movable. It's too, yeah.
Flimsy.
Yeah, it's not stable enough to be considered a mechitza. Mechitza matares, okay, it's arai, but that's even less than arai. It's just too flimsy to be considered mechitza. It's not really anything that can be also. You cannot say that closing this is a mechitza, it's a mechitza matares. Yes, it allows you to do things within the area, but it's not mechitza. It's lacking. Yeah, it's waste. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's not solid enough to be considered mechitza, materes. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. He said, but what you wouldn't be allowed to do, that's also. You know, sometimes it falls out. Sometimes it comes out of the. So that would be also to fix it, attach it again. Yeah, that would be also. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Aval lechabro lemalo velemato minat stodim beinon shein nizim koim also bishum bein. That would be also. That he says. That Mishnah Berurah says earlier in Sifkot Nvov, that would be also. Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah, the Ma'aser Pasuk. Okay, Rabbi said we had we started with Siman Shin Tes Vav, learning about oil. We said that the ceiling, the roof is always also. Ceiling is always also. Temporary mechitzas, uneven and temporary fashion. When it comes to the mechitzas, it's generally speaking, it's mutter. However, if it's a mechitza matares, it's also. So creating a mechitza which will be matir, the sukkah, or carrying within the enclosed area, that's also because of mechitza matares. We learned anything which is litznius is mutter, and that's a separation between women and men, that's considered litznius, and that would be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah also, the Shulchan Aruch then goes, and the Shulchan Aruch then goes and says that Pareches, Lifnei Aron HaKodesh, is mutter. And the reason for that is because there's a door inside it, and therefore it's not really Mechitza Materes. The Pareches, the curtain, is not a Mechitza Materes because there's a door inside it anyway. Mishnah Berurah continues and says in the name of the Achronim that even if there's no door towards, no additional separation to the Sefer Torah, nevertheless it's mutter because it's very flimsy and weak, and therefore it's not considered Mechitza Materes. Good evening.